First of all, you know, congratulations to the Oakland Raiders. This is a division rivalry that played itself out in a physical game. Both teams getting after each other at a good pace. We did not play the whole game like we needed to finish up strong. We played good for three quarters, but we need to finish better. You know, Tim Tebow came in and managed our offense, did a nice job, led our football team. And it was a good start for us with him in there at the quarterback. Defensively, you know, we struggled stopping the run. We've got to go back to work on that. Something I can help. I have to help us with that and make sure that we're doing the little things that go along with that. But congratulations to the Raiders in this division rivalry, which is an important thing. They played well today.
Questions? Eric, you didn't give him an awful lot of throws. Was that part of your plan coming in?
Well, we wanted to be able to run the ball. We anticipated the weather in this game to be able to run the ball a little bit. So we had a strong part of that in our game plan, but we had enough throws in there, and we threw it with Tim when we felt like we needed to. And we were trying to give him the things that he needed that complemented what we were doing in the run game play action to give him the best chance.
Coach, this is the first time some of us have seen Tebow. Can you tell us what he was effective at today and what he still might need to work on?
Well, I mean, we got to look at the tape before we decide how to make those decisions on what we did well and what we didn't do well. We'll look at that and we'll study that. And Tim's a competitor. He's going to come back to work, and whatever things he needs to work on, you know, I have great confidence that he's going to do that.
But you did see him today. Were there some things you liked that you can recall?
I mean, there's a lot of things I like about him. You know, you see him on the long touchdown run. You know, he plays with great energy and effort. He handled the entire environment well for us. You know, he managed the offense. He called everything. He got us in and out of checks, and he ran our offense, which is what a quarterback has to do.
Eric, in two games this year against Raiders, they put up 1,000 yards and she almost 100 points. So how frustrating is that? And why weren't you guys any better today than you were last time you beat Denver?
Well, what we need to do is look at the game itself and try to figure out how we can improve on it. The run game was an issue. There's things in there that obviously I've got to be accountable for in making sure that our defense does better. We can't do some of the things that we did out there. Now, again, we got to go back and look at the tape and figure out what it is that we need to work on. We know some of the things from what we saw as coaches on the sidelines, but we've got to play. I thought up until the third quarter, we were playing well. We were playing physically. We were matching their energy. We were matching their effort. And that's what we got to build on from there. We've got to make sure that we keep coming to play, and we've got to play four quarters.
When you threw the red flag on the touchdown, did someone alert you to that?
Well, that's our mechanics. We have people upstairs that do a great job watching the tape and trying to give us that information that if something like that comes up, that they give me the information so that I can throw the red flag, and it's a good challenge and worked out great for us.
You're in the game. You got the ball at the two or whatever it was, and you ran the ball twice. Did you feel like that was the most effective thing you could do? I mean, you were 7 points behind it.
Well, when you're backed up right there, we're trying to manage the game. We're trying to make sure that we give ourselves a chance. We had the same situation earlier in the game, and we knocked it out. We punted. We were trying to with field position. Our defense was playing well. And, you know, we're trying to manage the game at that point in time and make sure that we give our team the best chance to succeed.
Didn't you pass the left? Forgive me if I'm wrong. Didn't you pass to Brandon the last time you were backed up like that? 22 yards?
On the sideline? But again, you know, we're going to do what we think. We're not going to repeat a call because the same thing may not happen. We have to call the game like we see it at that point in time, and that's what we did. And we felt like that was the best thing for us at that point in time.
Did you feel any conflict having your quarterback be by far your most effective rusher? Are you feeling like you're putting him in danger, and yet that's really the most effective part of your running game?
I mean, quarterbacks run for yardage every week in the NFL, and if that's what the game plan dictates and what they do and those spots are open, then, you know, Tim takes off. That's an advantage we have with Tim, is that he can be an effective runner. That's a different weapon, a unique weapon that we have with him, and not something that we're calling to do a lot of those things because we want him to play quarterback, but that is a skill that he has that is an advantage for us.
What are you going to do with him the rest of the way?
We got to look at this tape, Jeff, and see, you know, we're going to look at this right here and figure out what we got to get better on, the little things before we make any of those decisions.